Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hotline. Coach, thanks so much for the time. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Happy to be on with you guys.
Great to have you. And I got to tell you, Braden and I, we're really excited about coming out there to Poway High School tomorrow night. It's a great school. It's got a great athletic tradition. And you've been there now. This is your third year. You win a league championship last year. What was the off season like after a tough first year and a great second year?
Yeah, we had a really good off season. It was a little topsy turvy in some areas, as far as we had our quarterback leave, and we got a new guy in, and we had a defensive coordinator leave, and got a new guy in. But all along the way, we had our kids working hard and getting excited for the season, and they never lost sight of their goals.
Hey, Scott, talk a little bit about, and we talked with Kellen Cobbs, you know, it's his eighth year at Granite Hills. He had to kind of rebuild that program. And, you know, Poway's had a pretty good history. Predecessor, Damian Gonzalez, did a doggone good job, had some really good football teams. And, you know, they had some great teams, dating back to the 70s and 80s and 90s. But they'd fallen off a little bit. What's it been like taking it over and putting your stamp on this program?
We just take it day by day, and we were fortunate to really put together a good squad last year and bring home a league championship, and we were real young, so we're excited about the potential that we have, but at the same token, we want to take it day by day and do Poway proud. Like you said, it's been a program steeped in tradition, so. We're happy to have it moving in the right direction.
We're visiting with third-year head coach at Poway High School, Scott Coates. Nice enough to join us tonight on our SDCCU fan hotline. Let's talk a little bit about the offense. You got Josh Butler coming back. I know he missed the scrimmage last week. You held him out. I was actually at that three-way scrimmage watching you guys a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Josh, because he's coming off a big year where he was the league's player of the year on offense.
Josh is just a kid that loves football and has played pretty much his whole life, and killed him not to be in the scrimmage, but he's a little banged up, and he is just raring to go Friday night, and we expect huge things this year from Josh. He was great last year, and we expect him to take a step to the next level this year.
I mentioned you guys were 8-3 a year ago. You got 13 starters coming back. How does that break down on each side of the ball?
Pretty heavy on the offensive side. We return 4 out of 5 of our offensive linemen. Josh is coming back at running back, and a couple of our receivers are returning. So most of the returners are on offense. On defense, we're a little bit younger, but we're excited about the potential they have.
You know, that offensive line looked like you got some pretty good guys up front.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you return a couple offensive linemen, you're excited. When you get to bring back four guys and they all were stellar last year as juniors, it's really exciting. And we're anchored by George Fournier, senior captain, 6 foot, 300-plus pounder. And then we got our big dog, Andrew Johnson, at left tackle at 6'3", 275, and he's a big-time wrestler as well. So it should be a great line that Josh gets to run behind.
Let's talk a little bit about your receiving core. You got some guys on the outside that got pretty good moves, and it looks like you got some depth at the wide receiver spot.
Yeah, we run deep, and these guys at receiver are hungry, and they've worked extremely hard. I think that teams will have a hard time just focusing on one aspect of our offense. I think we'll be able to run the ball well, but I think we've got an excellent quarterback in the receiving core. We can move the ball around the field pretty well.
We're visiting with the head football coach at Poway High School, Scott Coates, joining us tonight on our SDCCU fan hotline. Again, tomorrow night, the radio.com app, and you can listen to 97.3 The Fan anywhere you want. This is great for grandma and grandpas tomorrow night that may live out of town or family traveling. They can listen to the ball game tomorrow night on the radio.com app. I would imagine the kids got to be, if they know about this, they got to be excited that they're going to be going worldwide tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, it's big time football, and we thank you guys for propping up our program.
Hey, let's talk about your defense. Who are the big guys on defense for you? Guys, you're really counting on.
You know, I think it's going to be a team effort. You know, we mentioned that receiving core, and Vance Jefferson will be one of the leaders on the receiving core, but he's also going to be our free safety. You know, Andrew Johnson, I mentioned as an offensive lineman, but he'll. He'll kind of anchor the D-line, and Bradley Dumas is our defensive end, 6'5", and good size and good get-off. So, you know, we feel like we're pretty stout up the middle and have some speed in the secondary. So we're excited about what they can do as well.
Hey, Scott, you mentioned Andrew Johnson. You know, I watched him a little bit last week, and I mean, when he comes out of the huddle and comes to the line of scrimmage, I think anybody will take notice of him. I mean, he's a big guy, and you talked about him being a wrestler, and I know he's been very good on the mat. What's the future life for him in football?
He's got a lot of good looks. I think he's a pretty good chance he's a Division I guard. He plays tackle for us, but sometimes – you know, got to be a little bigger than 6'3" to be a tackle at the next level. But I believe he will be playing college football the next 4 years after this one.
Strength of this football team, maybe on the defensive side.
I think we're just a balanced squad. We're looking forward to playing together and showing out on both sides.
What kind of numbers do you have? I asked Kellen the same thing. His numbers are up pretty good right now for the lower programs. How are your numbers at the varsity down to the freshman level right now? Because that seems to be a big topic going around high school football.
It sure is. We're happy that our numbers are on the rise. They aren't what they once were. There's no doubt about that. But our numbers are healthy at the varsity and JV level, and our numbers are up. On the freshman level. So I think we're seeing an increase in interest in football, and that's a good thing for a great sport.
How important is 7-on-7 in the summer for your program?
Well, you know, it's the world we live in now. And, you know, it's a different sport, but at the same time, I think that you take it and you take aspects of it and you compete and our guys get better. I have no doubt that we're going to have a better passing attack because of the work that we did there and that our secondary will be better. But you also got to take it with a grain of salt, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, Braden and I are really looking forward to coming out tomorrow night to kick off the season with you and Granite Hills. I'm sure it's going to be a great ball game. Both teams are coming off great seasons a year ago. They're both looking forward to big seasons this year. I thank you, and hopefully I'll get an opportunity to shake your hand before the ball is in the air tomorrow night.
I look forward to it, and I want to say, you know, we're excited to be playing such a good program in Granite, and it should be some really high-quality high school football.
You have a great night and good luck.
All right, thank you.
There you go. The head coach of the Poway Titans, Scott Coates, joining us for a few minutes. Again, they were 8-3 a season ago, Palomar League champs.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.